Hello and welcome to TXF Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, and I'm Deputy Editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, our headline news offering, JBIC has claimed Sumitomo Corporation's ECA-backed facility to finance the 2.8 billion Vang Phong 1 coal-fired power project in Vietnam will be the Japanese ECA's final financing for a dirty power scheme using supercritical technology. The deal highlights accusations of double standards, with Japan's government opting for cleaner coal at home while pushing through dirtier coal projects abroad. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Coltana Solar Farm has been given development approval by the South Australian government. Garant Co. has issued a guarantee to support a solar power plant in Bangladesh. A consortium of Abengoa and China's SEPCO 3 has been given the go-ahead for developer Aquapower to start early works on the 700 million Al Tawali Power and Desalination Complex in Abu Dhabi. French multinational financial services firm Natixis entered into agreement with Western Australian boutique M&A advisory firm Azure Capital to acquire a majority interest. Mayor Brown has appointed the 30-year oil and gas veteran lawyer Bob Palmer as a partner to the firm's corporate and securities practice in London. And privately held Pembroke Resources has won approval for Australia's Queensland State development, a 700 million coking coal mine, as it pushes to tap strong demand for steelmaking ingredient in Asia. Over in the commodity finance industry, Olam's Q1 profits have risen 6.9% to $168 million. Eldorado Gold has announced a new $450 million credit facility. Russia's Rusal has seen revenue fall 21%, $2.17 billion, as aluminium prices drop. Emerging lithium miner Soyana Mining has appointed mining project director and construction manager Guy Lalibur as the company's CEO. And Moody's has upgraded Glencore because of its increased resilience to volatile commodity markets. But the credit agency has said the miner's rating was likely to remain capped because of environmental and corporate governance concerns. And finally, in the trade finance world, Deutsche Bank has announced that it is now able to process instant payments to Malaysia. According to Executive Director of the Small Business Institute, the widespread use of late payments as credit for larger companies in Sierra Leone at the expense of smaller ones has been an assassin to SMEs. BPL Global has announced the appointment of Donny DiCarlo as Executive Vice President. DiCarlo, who joins after 10 years as Senior Vice President of Marsh's Credit Specialties Group, will be based in New York and is charged with expanding BPL Global's client base in the US and the wider Americas region. Finastra has signed three global banks, BNP Paribas, Natixis, and Societe Generale on its Fusion Lender Com platform. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.